Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 26, 18, and 19. As a madman who casteth firebrands, arrows, and death, so is the man that deceiveth his neighbor and saith, Am not I in sport? When I was a boy, we played a game where we flipped a knife near the foot of another player who was required to move his foot nearest the knife to the location of the knife while keeping his other foot stationary. The first one to fall would be the loser. During the 4th of July festivities, we took pleasure throwing firecrackers at the feet of our playmates to see how fast they could dance. These acts do not measure up to the acts of madmen, but they are the apprentice grounds for the job, for madmen start here. These acts are not meant to do harm, but on occasion they do great harm. The boy jumps away from the firecracker and into the explosion of another firecracker, which blows up near his eye, causing permanent damage. The knife bounces off a hard object and stabs the leg of the player. These exhibit the law of unintended consequences. What about the young fellows who stole the stop sign for a lark, resulting in several deaths of innocent drivers? What about the young people who sling a rock through a man's window, not thinking that the house owner may believe it was a gunshot that caused a bullet to enter his house? Did they consider the possibility of that house owner thinking the lives of his family were at risk? Did they consider that one of their own would be dead a few minutes after their ill-considered prank? What about the hazing incidents in colleges and fraternities that end so tragically? What about the stupid challenges to drink vast amounts of alcohol in order to fit in? These are all unplanned results of events that took place because of tricks, horseplay, or pranks. You had better be careful when you choose to indulge in such things, for there may be results that bear no resemblance to that which was planned. In Ephesians 5:4, Paul cautions us in this when he wrote, Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. He called what we have described jesting, which is not convenient. Jesting in the sense of a well-turned phrase or witticism or act. Paul admonished us to let jesting, which is not proper, to not be once named among you as becometh saints. Those who do these things are false friends, deceivers who pretend to love but bring injury instead. They are those who elevate themselves on the back of another by jesting or practical joking. Solomon says the same thing in our proverb when he describes one who deceives his neighbor and then says, Oh, I was just kidding. I was just playing. Solomon asks us to picture a madman who throws about flashes of fire, sharp instruments like knives and arrows that can cause injury or even death. This is the image we are told to carry with us as we relate to those around us. We are not in the framework of jesting to bring our neighbors, our friends, to a place of scorn. We are not by jesting, which is not proper, to say something that will result in friction, strife, contention, or embarrassment. Many times we allow the evil of our heart to reveal itself under the cloak of jesting. On many occasions, while attempting to be witty, we cause hurt and pain to friends and neighbors. We think it more important to be thought of as witty, as one who can speak a well-turned phrase, than one who cares about the feelings of others. Embarrassment of others in order to perform a jest and to receive acclaim is like a madman who amuses himself by threatening those around him with instruments of death. We choose to play with fire at the expense of others. We certainly ought to be a people with senses of humor. We ought to be a laughing people, a people who enjoy one another and enjoy jesting and joking. But that ought to be proper jesting, jesting that cements friendships instead of separating friends. To be otherwise is to be a deceiver, a friend in name only and not a friend indeed. We are not to be thought of as a friend when by our jesting we prove ourselves enemies. It is better to have enemies that are open enemies than a so-called friend who brings wounds that are not the wounds of love but of hate. Proverbs 10:23 says, "It is as sport to a fool to do mischief, but a man of understanding hath wisdom." A man of understanding has wisdom even in his jesting. Wisdom guards the door of his lips, even in his times of humor and jesting. He dares not push himself up while putting others down. This is what God's heart is in this matter. He thinks that one who does is equal to a madman.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.